Indeed, to Musa, we gave the book, the Torah, and sent after him other Rasuls in succession. Then we gave Isa, the son of Maryam, clear signs and strengthening him with the Holy Spirit Gabriel. Why is it that whenever there came to you a Rasul with a message which did not suit your desires, you became so arrogant that to some of them you called impostors and others you killed? They say, our hearts are insecure rappers, but the fact of the matter is that Allah has cursed them for their disbelief. So little is it that which they believe. Now when there has come to them a book from Allah confirming the holy books of the Torah and the Gospel, which they already have, even though before this they used to pray for victory against the unbelievers, when there came to them that which they very well recognized, they knowingly rejected it. Allah's curse is on such disbelievers. Ridiculous is the price for which they have sold away their souls. That they deny Allah's revelation merely because of their grudge. That Allah should send His grace only on the Israelite rather than on whom He pleases from His servants, Muhammad. They have drawn on themselves wrath upon wrath, and for such disbelievers there's a disgraceful punishment. When they are asked to believe in what Allah has revealed, they reply, we only believe in what Allah has sent to us, the Torah, and we reject what is besides that. While this is the truth, confirming their own scriptures, will ask them, if you sincerely believe in what was sent to you, why did you kill the prophets of Allah who were sent to you from amongst yourselves before? Indeed, Musa came to you with clear signs. No sooner was he away from you than you committed evil by worshipping the calf. Remember when we took a covenant from you and we lifted the Mount of Tur over your head saying, take what we have given you firmly and listen to our commandments. You reply, we have heard, but we will not obey. So much was the love of that calf in their hearts due to their unbelief. Tell them, if you are real believers, then why does your faith prompt you to do such evil things? Say, O Muhammad, if the home of the hereafter is exclusive for you and not for the rest of mankind, then wish for death if you are true in your claim. But they will never wish for death, because they are fully aware of the consequences of what they have sent before them for the hereafter. Allah knows the mentality of the wrongdoers. You will find them the greediest of men for life, even greedier than the mushrikeen. Each one of them wishes to be given a life of 1,000 years, but the grant of such a life will not save them from the punishment, for Allah is watching whatever they do.